Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Hyatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. And now, play ball. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nye, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Mays moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Phillips, who is chasing the ball. Hart reaches third base with a triple. Davenport scores. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Bill Hand's now pitching. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Jones pinch hits for Bill Hans. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Culp now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davenport hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Rick James now pitching. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball towards center. Mays settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mays. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Rick James. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hundley moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Altman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to third for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Johnson pinch runs for Bob Barton. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry bunts towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Haller now catching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Gutierrez pinch runs for Jack Hyatt. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. the Giants will come to bat. Jim Ellis now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Jim Ellis. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.